Authorities in Guatemala want to arrest a man for alleged war crimes, but they can't until the U.S. deports him. From member station WBUR, Simone Rios reports.
3 years ago, a woman waiting in line at a Walgreens in Providence, Rhode Island, recognized the man behind her, his face and black sombrero, the man she believes is responsible for the disappearance of her father and uncle. It was Juan Samayoa, a paramilitary leader from the Guatemalan Civil War, who's haunted her since she was a little girl. She confronted him outside the store.
I told him he is very famous. Then I asked if he remembers my uncle and father. He started to shake and his facial expression changed. Then I got a lump in my throat and I never saw him again.
The Providence woman is an indigenous Mayan, part of a group that suffered what is widely seen as a genocide in a war that claimed roughly 200,000 lives. The woman is from the same town in the eastern highlands of Guatemala where Samayoa has admitted to leading a paramilitary unit of 500 men. She requested anonymity because she fears allies of the alleged war criminal could come after her children here in the United States.
My father disappeared on July 12th of 1982, and 2 years later, my mother died of cancer. We were alone. We suffered hunger, pain, fear, and insecurity. We were children.
And the man she believes killed her father owns a house less than a mile from her home in Providence. Samayoa is 67 years old and has been living in the city illegally since the 1990s. He's been in and out of immigration proceedings since he fled Guatemala, but managed to stay in Providence working as a landscaper. Last fall, immigration authorities arrested him for immigration violations after investigating his activity during the war. Authorities in Guatemala say they're waiting for Samayoa with an arrest warrant for crimes including rape and murder.
That's what we're looking for him to be sentenced based on the facts.
Hilda Pineda is Guatemala's top human rights prosecutor. She says she wants Samayoa to be deported so he can face charges there.
I think he's a very bloodthirsty person with a great level of cruelty given the way he killed his victims. They were subjected to torture.
Guatemalan court documents point to Samayoa's involvement in 38 murders, dozens of kidnappings, and 14 rapes carried out in the early 1980s. The allegations include burying people alive and torching their homes.
Yo soy Blanca Samayoa. ¿Sí?
Blanca Samayoa was a housewife during Guatemala's civil war. She paints her husband as a man who works hard and does good in the world. Blanca Samayoa wouldn't respond to allegations of rape and murder against her husband. But because of those allegations, she says she now lives in fear.
Of course this affects me because we are working people, and we're proud of that. We are people who don't hurt anybody. We help people.
In immigration court, Samayoa's lawyer Hans Bremer cast doubt on the accusation of war crimes. Bremer told the judge that Samayoa's role as a paramilitary leader was basically self-defense during a horrible war. But for the local Guatemalans, who believe Samayoa is responsible for the death of their loved ones, his deportation proceeding is a cause for hope. The Providence woman who ran into Samayoa at a pharmacy says she hopes he'll be forced to identify the place where her father's bones are. She wants to give him a Christian burial. As for Samayoa and the prosecutors trying to deport him, they'll lay out their arguments in court. For NPR News, I'm Simone Rios.